More UFO news. There are some things which UFO investigators say are not only connected to aliens, but Elon Musk knows more than he is saying. These people point to the fact a UFO was spotted following a SpaceX Dragon which was headed for the International Space Station. This certainly doesn't mean Musk knows any more about UFOs than we do, it only means they were interested in a rocket launch, which they usually are, no matter who is doing the launching. During the Apollo era, every Apollo launch was said to be followed by a UFO. Some think this UFO was a TR-3B, a space plane we constructed using alien technology, or at least advanced technology we developed. Unfortunately, Musk's demeanor is such it makes people think he knows a lot more about these things than he probably really does. Since I am talking about Elon Musk, the other thing he has been accused of is sending small rovers to Mars which are following the NASA rovers for some reason. I can't see why, if he has this capability, he would waste it by following NASA rovers and instead send his rovers to the Cydonia region of Mars which looks a lot more interesting and is believed to contain relics of an intelligent society by many. In November 2018 the cameras on the International Space Station were once again shut off. It seems every time an object which cannot be accounted for drifts by the space station or flies past it, a panicky NASA employee shuts the cameras off, which is precisely what happened. This game is getting tiresome and old, and the XI's the camera's lost signal just doesn't get it. How come they lose signal with something is being seen which cannot be explained? Bob Lazar is once again in the news after about 30 years. He was an engineer who worked at Area 51. When he spilled the beans, the government denied he ever worked there, but thanks to an investigative reporter named Knapp, it was proven he had indeed worked there and he had stated he was reverse engineering recovered UFOs. Something is now being claimed which had never been mentioned before, and it was the fact the government was storing alien organs at that facility. It was said alien-human interactions were spoken about on the base and alien bodies partially dissected with their organs on view were seen. A new video has been released entitled Area 51 and Flying Saucers. It is about Lazar and his past employment at Area 51 and what he saw. It is said to be available on iTunes. Lazar said the code name for the aliens was the Kids. Sometimes things which seem quite normal could have a more sinister meaning. Take for example the number of comets and asteroids which pass the Earth. We believe they are all quite natural, but are they? At least some could be vehicles for observing what is going on this planet. We pay them no mind as they go flying by, but should we be examining them closer? A man has come forward claiming he was a former Air Force special agent and says he studied the plans the aliens had for visiting the Earth. He says he was involved in a secret government program. This is the same person who admitted he used to be part of a government disinformation program. He had testified during the Disclosure Project run by Dr. Stephen Greer along with 20 other witnesses. Now he has detailed his role of studying aliens while stationed at the Kirtland Air Force Base during the 1990s. He had also appeared on the Netflix series Unacknowledged and stated he was briefed on programs involving the government's investigations into extraterrestrials. He said that was when he was shown the plans for the aliens' visitation of Earth. Many people criticize what he now says, because he was in a 2013 documentary titled Mirage Men, where he detailed how the disinformation program worked. Many people feel this had made it very hard for them to believe him when he talks about aliens. A former astronaut, Russell Schwiekart, has stated NASA has to fund the NEOCAM telescope, because it is Earth's best help for spotting asteroids heading this way. He went on to say this would be relatively inexpensive. So far, we have only found a very small percentage of the asteroids which could threaten this planet. NASA is promising by 2020 they will have discovered 90% of them, which even if true leaves a whopping 10% undiscovered. NASA has denied funding for this project many times. Schwiekart has been quoted as saying, "For God's sake, fund it. I don't like the idea of using lasers to light up the Earth so extraterrestrials can find our planet. I can't help but feel we should leave well enough alone. I have said this before and I am in good company, since some prominent scientists feel the same way I do. One was the recently deceased Stephen Hawking, who felt the same way. His theory was based on how Europeans treated the native people who were technologically inferior in places they went to. They enslaved and killed many of them and took their resources. Hawking felt this could happen to us if a more advanced race came here. Scientists have become very suspicious about one of their findings. The scientists who study radio signals from space have found there are none at low frequencies to pick up, leading them to believe they are being blocked. I have asked this question quite a few times: what advanced race would use radio waves to communicate, since they only travel at the speed of light and would be insufficient for communications between spaceships and such, because the signal travels far too slowly when we get into any cosmological distance. It is even too slow for comfortable communications between Earth and Mars. My question would be, have we ever found a souped-up radio signal traveling far faster than the speed of light? Because if we have, it could be extraterrestrial communications. A secret British dossier was found which shows the British government tried for 50 years to catch a UFO so they could use its technology for super weapons. The British wanted one because they heard the Soviet Union and China had captured one. The dossier showed there were two UFO desks. One was for the public to call into, but the other had spies who investigated UFO sightings. Interestingly, there doesn't seem to be a mention of being successful, so perhaps the British government never had a crashed or captured UFO.